What's up, everybody? This is As Told by Nick. My name is Nick, as for the As Told by Nick. For those of you who don't know me or haven't listened to me, this is my podcast. I talk about a lot of different things. Today, I want to talk about being an alcoholic. Yep, I said it. Just kind of threw that out there. I'm an alcoholic. Now, I'm a recovering alcoholic, which means I don't drink anymore, but I used to drink heavily. Actually, pretty recently, to be honest with you. That's why I haven't posted in a while. Just going through a lot of shit. But I survived. Everything's cool. I'm recovering. I'm alright. My life is still here. I still got my place. Thank God I never got DUI or nothing really crazy happened because of it. But it was a really rough road. Physically and mentally. So, this podcast is going to be for people who either are alcoholics, are recovering alcoholics, or know somebody who is. And just to give an in-depth understanding of, like, what it was like. So, I started drinking a lot, just like every other person my age. I'm 29. I go out with my friends, drink. It was never a big deal. I would just drink, you know, whatever, wake up the next morning, go to work, do or whatever I was doing. But at a certain point, it stopped becoming fun, and it started becoming routine. I started drinking every night because I would get anxiety, or I just felt like I had to. And then it went from there to where I started drinking when I was by myself. I'd just be home and just, you know, drinking. Now, granted, I've gone through a lot in my life. We don't got to really get into all that. I've posted a bunch of podcasts about that kind of stuff. But, yeah. It was an interesting ride. And I know it bothered a lot of people, but this really wasn't about anybody else besides myself. Now, I wanted to stop drinking for two main reasons. One, it wasn't fun anymore. It sucked. I was getting really sick. Actually, long story short, my liver is still recovering from it, and that's like on a serious note, not a joke. I was hospitalized because of it, and I ended up going through detox, and then, you know, programs and blah, 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 blah. We don't got to get into those kind of details. But, so where I left off was, because I just paused it for a second. It went from, you know, drinking with my friends to drinking by myself at home to literally drinking 24 hours a day. Now, I know that sounds absurd and crazy, but it became, how do I explain this? It was literally a physical addiction. If I stopped drinking for more than a couple hours, I went through the worst withdrawals you could possibly go through. And somebody who's never gone through withdrawals from either alcohol or drugs won't really know what that is. But if you have or you've seen somebody go through it, you know it fucking sucks. And it was really bad. You know, like within the first couple hours. You know what? I'm not even going to get into it. It's if you know, you know. But I literally would wake up in the middle of the night, take a couple shots, and go back to sleep because I couldn't stop drinking. I would get so sick if I stopped drinking. This was like the last week leading up to everything. And, you know, it got to the point where, like, I was getting sick from drinking. But if I dare stopped drinking, I got sick. And the last day before I went into detox, rehab stuff, I was trying to put down alcohol. Like, I was trying to get it down, and I kept throwing it back up. And I was, like, so sick. And I was sick from drinking it, and then I was sick from not drinking it. So I was trying to just drink a little bit just to, like, you know, ease the sickness. And every time I would try to drink, I just puke it back up. And then I couldn't handle the alcohol anymore. My body was like, fuck it, we're done. I ain't drinking this shit no more. But my mind was going nuts because now I'm going through withdrawals. So I ended up going to detox. It was the best thing that's ever happened to me. I came out of it and, you know, I'm still recovering right now. This was recent, you know. I'm not going to say how recent, but it was recent. And I've been sober now for the longest I've been sober for in a year, at least a year. And, sorry, I'm a little congested right now. No, it's not COVID. I was tested for it. I came up negative. But, yeah, it's such an interesting road right now. It's like, I haven't been sober in so long. This is the first time I've been sober in literally like a year. And even for 24 hours, you know. I've been sober for you know, a decent amount of time now. But reality is so weird now for me. It's like, okay, so put it this way. A normal person's reality when they're drunk was and is my reality sober. I'm starting to, like, get back into routine of things and, like, feel normal again without drinking. But when I would drink, my reality then became normal. If you couldn't smell it on me, you would never know I was like super intoxicated, because I needed that to be stable. So what a normal person would be sober, I was drunk, or you could call it intoxicated. You know, that's an addict. You know, that's when I was like, this is a fucking problem. We're gonna change this. Now, I know I'm just kind of going off on a rant right now, and I'm not really putting any substance into this. It's just more so I needed an outlet. It was just recent that I told a lot of people about this. And I'm not going to put some... I know a lot of people put those posts on Facebook, like, oh, you know, 30 days clean, 10 days clean, 10 years clean. I'm not going to do that. You know, I don't really need to post my shit all over the place, even though I'm posting it literally on, like, a huge platform. Like, this is going to go onto iTunes and Spotify. But the people that care about me and want to know about my life are the ones that are listening to this right now. So I'm not worried about people knowing this stuff. But I'm not going to sit there and post all over social media like some sap story, like, oh, look at me, you know, I'm clean. Like, yeah, sure, a lot of people are proud of me. I'm proud of me. But, you know, it's in all reality, it's kind of a private situation. Now, it's not anymore, but you get my point. But there's a couple reasons why I did this. So the first and main reason why I did this was, one, I was just getting really sick. Obvious. Sick, withdrawals, it was bad. Okay, it was killing me, literally. Second main reason was, I want to be there for my family, for my friends. You know, I was so intoxicated all the time that I'd, like, go to sleep, and the next thing I know, I'm 10 days further. And I'd be like, what time is it? What date is it? And I missed out on events. I missed out on people. I didn't go out. I didn't see my family because I was drunk and I couldn't drive my car. You know, I couldn't do anything. And if I did, I wasn't even there. Like, I'd go to a family event, but I wasn't really there. I don't even remember half the shit I did. And that's the sad part. That's the part that made me want to stop. You know, because my parents aren't getting any younger. I'm not getting any younger. All right, it's going to come to a point in time where I'm going to look back on things and wish that I handled them differently and wish that I was there for them. And I don't want to do that. I don't want to be that person that looks back on my life like, wow, fuck. I really wish I was there for this. I really wish I did that. And it's too bad. It's gone. You know, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to miss out on moments. You know, as indifferent as I am with my family and as widespread as my friend groups are, I love everybody that I love. And I don't want to miss out on important events and things. Birthdays, holidays. God forbid something happens to somebody. I want to know I can be there. And actually be there, you know? So that's the other reason why, you know? People need me. Whether they admit it or not, my family needs me. I need them. I need my friends. They need me, okay? I can't be any sort of a rock for somebody if I'm always intoxicated. Like, I'm sitting here and I'm looking at the last year of my life and I'm like, I don't remember 90% of it. I mean, sure, certain events, but, like, they're so misconstrued because I was intoxicated. I really hope I use that word right. But yeah, it was just, everything is such a blur. And my brain is still, like, mush. Like, I half the time I forget what I'm doing. You know, my body is still recovering. I still shake sometimes. When I walk, my legs kind of give out every once in a while. And for those of you who know, like, alcoholism, you know what it's like. Like, it's nerve damage. I have nerve damage. I literally have to take medication for my nerves. Like, my actual nerves, because my body isn't functioning correctly right now. You know, I can walk and stuff like that, but, like, it's just weird. I get, like, you know, phantom pains all over the place and my legs will just give out. My hands will just give out. You know, I'll try to walk down the stairs sometimes and my legs will just start, like, shaking like they're made out of rubber. It's embarrassing. And it's sad. It's like, wow, you're a fucking moron. You did this to yourself. You know, I was an athlete. I still am. But, like, you know, I was a fitness model and a bodybuilder. And I'm trying to get back into that. And this just fucked that up royally. So, listen, long story short, if you're going through this, I'm here for you. Reach out. Seriously. Go on my Facebook, all right? Go on my Instagram. Better yet, go on my Instagram. As Told by Nick. It's the same name as this. Go on my Instagram. Send me a message. Talk to me. Trust me, I've been through the worst of this shit. I will guide you through it. I will tell you where to go. I'll even fucking pick you up if you're close and bring you there. Just reach out if you need anything. And if you know anybody that's going through this, be there for them. Don't give up on them. It sucks. And I know there's different versions of alcoholism. There's different versions of addiction. But most of us do this because we're trying to cover up a pain that we had or have. Emotions we don't want to feel. Events we want to forget, you know? Granted, there's a few out there that are just fucking dickheads, but... And even then, though, everyone has a past. And anyone who is addicted to some kind of drug started or alcohol started doing that to cover something else up. I'm one of them. I started drinking to cover up events and things and people, places, stuff that I didn't want to think about. And now I'm sitting here thinking about it. I just have to accept it, you know? It's called being an adult. It's called being strong and going through life and not hiding. So I'm going to end this now. I'm about to hit 10 minutes. I don't like to go past 10 minutes. But for real, reach out to me. And any of you that are going through this, just stay strong. You'll get through it. Have a great day, everybody. Have a great night. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you for listening.